Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
And welcome to Radio Friends on this Wednesday, May the 29th. We've got two topics today. We're going to talk about Woodhaven and also a special event coming up at the library for kids. But let's start, first of all, with Mark Palmer from Woodhaven. Good to have you here.
Good to be back,
Mark. Woodhaven has been a part of our community for how many years?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Woodhaven has been part of our community for the last 50 years. We'll be celebrating our 50th anniversary on 2014. We're very, very excited about that. Woodhaven's been a part of this community, and we're going to invite the community to participate. So I know a number of folks have done student teaching there or work there. So if they have any historical documents, we'd love for them to have them and send them to us.
Woodhaven, it's really an important, it's an important part of this community.
It's a very important part of the community. Number one, because of our mission of who we serve. We serve adults with disabilities in a residential setting. We have 50 homes, apartments throughout the Columbia Boone County area. One of the things people don't know about us is we're one of the largest employers in town. We have about 300 employees that work for us.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, about 300 employees. So, yeah. So we're a big part of the economic base as well as the service base. So we're integrated within the community in so many different ways.
Now, when you talk about that you're an employer, you have about 300
professional staff that help us support the 115 individuals that we serve.
Now, some of the 115 individuals that you're serving are also working too.
Yes, some of those individuals are working at some of the local businesses, Central Missouri Subcontracting, Alternative Community Training, some of the other agencies in town as well. So, yeah.
What are you the most proud of when you think of Woodhaven?
Well, what am I most? That's a tough one. I think what I'm most proud of is our history within the community of advocating for independence. The individuals that we serve, we want them to be a part of the community, to be working in the community, to go to church in the community, to buy the grocery stores, and really just advocate for a life, just like you and I, just what we want.
Yes.
And to be a part of that's huge. And Columbia has been very, very open and very accepting of our services.
Yes, sir. And you know, the thing is, we have had relationships over the years doing Pepper and Friends and doing this program with many of the of the residents of Woodhaven.
Absolutely.
And the one thing I can say is that the residents of Woodhaven are one of the most loving group of people in the area.
They are.
They really, really are.
Yeah.
And we've known some of them for many, many years. So when you go back, tell them all we said hi.
I will. You know, it's amazing when you think about it. We still have the first individual that came to Woodhaven in 1964.
Really?
Is still with us today. And
okay.
So one of the things I wanted to invite you to is we're having a red carpet gala
in
June 6th, which we'd like for you and James to come if you can. I got invitations for you. It's at the ballroom at Stevens College. And we'll probably have 300 people there.
And is it open to the public?
It's open to the public.
Okay, so if people want to come, what do they do?
Go to woodhaventeam.org/redcarpetgala, and they can get all the information they want there for a little donation to the food pantry.
All right.
Food bank.
And is there a phone number people can call?
573-876-7327.
All right, Mark Palmer, thank you so much for coming by, and please come back again.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Now, we're going to talk about a special event that's coming up at the library. I think it's this coming weekend, isn't it? We have Becky Martin and Morgan Asher from Central Missouri Dietetic Association. Pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
This event coming up Saturday is just for kids.
It is.
What is it?
Well, you want to...
Yeah. It's a kids' cooking class put on by the Central Missouri Dietetics Association. The purpose of this class is to get kids interested in cooking, interested in new foods, or maybe trying the foods that they've already liked in just a different way.
When you say a kids' cooking class, what age group are you talking about?
9 to 5, or 5 to 9.
5 to 9.
Yep, 5 to 9.
9 to 5 is a tough Five to nine. So you've got kids 5 years old that you're going to have cooking on the stove?
No, not on the stove. We're actually going to be making some yogurt parfaits for some cool snacks that they can use during the summer.
And the great thing about it is it's quick, it's easy, and the kids will learn how to follow a recipe. They'll get to use measuring cups. Some of them will get to use little plastic knives and learn how to cut. They'll learn how to prepare fruits, fresh fruits, and things like that. It'll be a lot of fun.
Have you done this class before with the young kids?
Well, we both have worked with a class before. It's not exactly this class, but we
You've worked with five-year-olds teaching them to cook?
We have. Yes, it's
so
a lot of fun.
What has been, I was going to ask you, what has been the most unusual thing that's happened with five-year-olds teaching them to cook?
I had one kid. We made salsa last time with beans, and this kid did not like beans, but he tried it, and he loved it. Okay. And that was probably one of the best.
Have you had ever had any of them just make a terrible mess when they're cooking?
Oh, yes. There are quite a few, especially some of the younger ones. The last class, we made corn tortillas and salsa. So we were mashing up our corn tortillas in a plastic bag, getting it all mixed up, and they just loved it. But sometimes it would ooze out. And
lots of cleanup.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So is there a charge for this?
No, it's completely free. All they need to do is sign up ahead of time. We do take walk-ins, but the class can fill up. So we encourage people to sign up.
Okay, so this is Wednesday, May the 29th. It's this coming Saturday. So there's still time for people to sign up.
Yes, there is.
So you're looking for kids between the ages of 5 and 9 who want to cook. Now, do the parents stay with them?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not where parents come, drop them off, and go to a movie and come back and get the kids up. Okay, parents got to stay with them.
Yes.
And what time does it start?
It starts at 2 o'clock, and it's at the Columbia Public Library in the Friends Room, and it's just 2 to 3.
Oh, so it's just an hour.
It's just an hour. Yeah. Just a quick,
I bet
fun
you,
little.
Yeah, you probably get a lot done in an hour.
Yes,
you can make a lot of mess in an hour too.
You can.
And will they be able to take home any of the wonderful recipes that they have made?
Yes, we'll have copies of our fruit and yogurt parfaits that they can take home, and it's real easy to do at home with parents too.
When you talk about doing a class like this, what is the main thing that you're trying to accomplish with the young people?
We want them to really become more interested in cooking, making things on their own, because with kids, the more effort they put into it, the more likely they are to try it and to love it. So getting them in the kitchen at a young age and learning how to cook so that when they're older, they know how to cook healthy food.
And maybe weaning them away at a younger age from so much of the processed food.
Yes.
Isn't that one thing that you're thinking of? And, and eating more fresh fruits and vegetables.
Right.
Okay. Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming by. Central Missouri Dietetic Association. So if you got kids, or grandmas and grandpas, if you're listening, you got grandkids between 5 and 9 years of age, you want them to cook or learn to cook, but not with a hot stove, this weekend, this Saturday at the library.
Yep.
And what do they call for information?
They can go to the Columbia Public Library. You can sign up there or online.
Okay, got it. We're out of time for today. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzine, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Tomorrow, MU Healthcare and Contemporary Ballet. Bye-bye.